Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Nick Jansen here for Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. So today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and the subject's called my psychological deep reasons for non-sleeping, and talking about fearing the darkness. Where did that come from? How do I find the courage to face the darkness, dark moments before sleep? And let's uncovering some of these areas. So where do I start? Where do I start? So facing difficulty with sleep, right? Due to the fear of anxiety related to darkness can be, you know, very deeply challenging for the most of us. And have you ever had those moments where you get this, and you know, you try to sleep, you turn one side and you turn to the other, and you just can't get to sleep? You got all these ruminating thoughts, and you also feel your body, so your body tends to shake and quiver a little bit, and you find it very challenging. And I think the thing we should do is just like, okay, recognize the feeling. I've got some anxiety running in my body. Not to fight the sensations, because it's not going to happen. But sometimes, I bet you, if you said to yourself, well, it's okay to feel these kind of feelings, and it's going to be just one of those nights that my body won't allow me to sleep. I think I've overdone my nervous system. Can try all these wonderful alternatives like deep breathing. And sometimes just face the light, because the mind has got its own thing to do. We can't control the mind. We can't control what's happening inside our bodies. So the more we fight it, The more we fight the whole sensation, the worse it gets. And for me, and I'm trying to find out on the psychological level, what is it for me? What's this habit about? Why have I developed such a habit that I'm a nocturnal person? An owl. I do my most productive times around, between 4 and up to 2 a.m. in the morning. And maybe I should just accept the idea that I am a night person, and that's the way it's going to be. We've got a bit of rain in the background. It's been raining a little bit for a while now, but it's really nice to sleep with the rain. It feels a very relaxing thing there. So I know there's anxiety, and some people actually have the fear of anxiety related to darkness. So I wonder where that came from deep down. There's a ground. What are the grassroots of that? Where do they come from? Where did that sensation come from? And it's deeply challenging. So it's important to remember such feelings can be managed and overcome with time and patience. In the podcast, I'll suggest also and offer a membership, maybe belonging to a membership specifically for non-sleepers, people that are finding it difficult to sleep at night or have a different ritual. And there's nothing wrong with being a night person, I think. Long as you get a productive day and out of your life, and it's fulfilling, and it's okay with you. So let's look at some insights, like some things that can the underlying fear of darkness. Let's talk to that in psychological roots. Fear of the dark. Clinically, this is known as a nectophobia. See, there's even a name for it, nectophobia. It can stem from our evolutionary past where darkness is associated with the unknown changes and dangers. In modern times, this can translate to like fears of the unseen or the unknown. A lot of us have that aspect of our lives. And our mind is ticking away, but we don't even know that we might have this kind of hidden fear of the unknown. Anxiety, stress, and sometimes the fear of darkness can be a manifestation of underlying anxiety and stress. The quiet and the solitude of the night can lead to overthinking or worrying about life stresses. Boy, we need to let that one go. So what's your thoughts on that one? Finding the courage and coping mechanism. So let's find courage and to cope with these strategies, coping and use some coping strategies. We can start with gradual exposure, start by introducing a very dim light into the sleeping environment and gradually decrease it over time. And this could help. This can help desensitize your fear of responding to the darkness. We can look at relaxation technique. Like I love, like whenever I can't sleep, I go straight into focusing on the sensations of my body, focusing on the inhale, exhale, on extension of my stomach and the rising of my chest. And I do that, takes up my thoughts, and I start creating this calm atmosphere. Even once again, I know that sometimes my body is not going to settle down, and but deep breathing does help me. Meditation does help me, because I know that I'm not going to sleep, so I might as well get myself preoccupied with some positive things. And I can also do some progressive muscle relaxation before bed, and just anything that calms the mind down. I can also switch on the guidance of a positive association. And as long as positive association really works, as long as we're not, thinking hatred or thinking resent, or we're getting caught on that, we can't think from that. A positive does work. Sometimes we just, you just can't get to sleep, but it's not because you got this dark thought. It's just because it's the body's trying to relax itself. It's been overstimulated, all right, or there's a chemical neurological thing going on there that's not allowing us to, to settle down. Yeah, okay, so we can, you know, we can listen to music, soothing music, reading calming books. I always recommend to read a book, you know, for half an hour before bedtime. And also I like the idea of dimming the light a little bit. If you've got dimmers, using aromatherapy with calming scents and lavender is a good idea. We can address the underlying issue of non-sleep if the fear is rooted in the anxiety or the stress. Addressing these underlying issues can be crucial. This might involve actually, you know, talking to a therapist or anxiety coach who can help you untangle some of these things that they're stuck inside our minds. And there's lots of strategies and support there available. Cognitive behavioral therapy is another good one. Always challenge your thoughts. Always challenge your thoughts. I'll repeat that, because that's just, you know, the more you go deeper into something, for fears and anxieties, it involves identifying, the more you get stuck in it, identifying challenging negative thoughts. So challenge those thought patterns, and gradually, slowly, the fear and the controlled, you know, and then we're slowly facing that fear in that controlled and safe environment. It's all about, you are safe, but when you think we're not. So, create a comforting bedtime routine. Establishing comforting bedtime routine can signal your body and mind it's time to wind down and feel safe and easy and the transition to darkness. Okay, so reading a book and maybe reciting the book to yourself while your eyes are closed, and what was that chapter all about, can help kind of alleviate other thoughts, and it's a cool distraction towards. So that might work. But I like the reading half an hour before bedtime and the dimming of the light, and again, once again, reading that book. Seeking professional help wherever you need that. There's sleep doctors out there. Psychologists can help, and maybe there's some, you know, stuff there that needs to come out, and we're not even seeing that. And so if we move on and talk to something else, like we can talk to fears of, also I think this one's a good one, the fear of being alone. Alternative to stay busy, occupied with social media, creating addictions and a habit to stay awake, and the loss of sleep creates a sleeping, non-sleep habit, and this can really destroy our lives and health. So let's give that a bit of light. So I know it's understandable that the fear of being alone can lead to like a reliance on staying busy, occupied with social media. However, excessive use of social media or other addictions can have a negative effect on sleep and overall well-being. So what alternative strategies can we use to consider to address the fear of being alone and reduce resilience on social media, and that therefore causing non-sleep? What can we do? We can always work with the opposite, to, you know, embrace solitude. It's instead of avoiding being alone, try to embrace solitude, actually enjoy it and see it as an opportunity for self-reflection, personal growth, and relaxation. People that have mastered this, this area of embracing solitude and remote places, I really know. I think country folks know how to do this much better, you know. Out there in the country, you know, they're miles away from people, and all they have is their animals and keeping occupied and keeping busy and waking up really early, to do the farming and whatnot. So, but journaling is a good thing. Mindfulness and pursuing habits. I do also, you know, if you go back to my podcast. I think by memory, quoting 135 or 136 on podcast, you'll find there's one about, you know, being mindfulness, and there's an exercise there for you guys if you want to get into that. Just go back a few podcasts on here, and you'll find the one about mindfulness. How does that as an exercise to create these sleeping habits. It's a good way to start. And you can do mindful. I don't have a mindfulness meditation for sleeping, inducing sleeping, but that's probably a good idea. It's something that I can do on another episode. Also, we can establish a support network, build a network, friends, family, support groups, memberships. I'll mention that because I want to go a bit deeper on memberships. Who you can reach out to, and when you feel a bit lonely, and just to break the habit of sleeping and having a sense of connection, and knowing that you have people around you to rely on and to help you just alleviate the fear of being alone. You can engage in meaningful activities like focus on activities that bring you joy and the sense of purpose. This could be volunteering, pursuing a passion project. Mine is creating podcasts at the moment, and just like from an educational and self-help point of view, I love doing this. And this one's done from the phone, from an app. So I'm working with the app. It's not as clear as you get on the computer, and but it's okay. It'll work. And I think the microphone's up here, so I'm actually seeing what I've been doing with the phone. Sometimes it becomes blurry. That's because I'm not actually facing the speakers. The speakers were anyway. Hope you get this far with the disturbance. Not about the voice and the volume of this podcast. It's more about the information that you're getting from it. And you can also limit. Let's look at limiting some. Limiting screen time, designing specific times of the day for social media use. Now let's look at establishing a sleep routine. Create a consistent sleep routine that includes a wind down period time before bed. This can help signal to your body it's time to relax, prepare for sleep. Avoid electrical devices. This includes social media at least an hour before bedtime. Switch it off. Seeking the support you need, we tend to have an addiction. If you fear being alone, an addiction to being alone, addiction to non-sleeping habits, it will impact the quality of our lives. So let's get rid of that. Just think, what is this actually costing us? If we don't act on this, let's ask another deep question. Does being in a group membership help with sleep? And sometimes it's really cool to locate a group, sleepless nights and anxiety, to share the group environment and encourage us to move forward and develop a new habit. So let's look at the group. There is membership available in the future. At the moment, it's free. To join from Anxiety, you'll find that in Anxiety Tranquility Facebook. I'll leave some detail in the Anxiety to Tranquility Facebook group, and we'll be moving into memberships in the future. But now join in, and it's amazing the benefits you'll get by being part of a supportive network. And the benefits for, like managing the sleep nights, and we can go on that as a group study. How it can help, like sharing and validation. Being in a group environment allows you to share your experience, thoughts, and feelings, and those with who maybe have similar struggles, like sleep deprived and can't get to sleep. And it's really good to know, to be part of a group. All right, this can help us deal with our fears of darkness and why aren't we sleeping. And the sense of validation and comfort provides, and that's really knowing that you're not alone in your experiences, and sharing and receiving support from others can help alleviate anxiety and reduce the feeling of isolation. An emotional support group memberships offers a specific space where you can receive emotional support from others. There's a lot of groups out there on Facebook. And then others who can understand you, that you're going through, and members can provide empathy, encouragement, practical advice based on own experiences. There's so much benefits here. Reassurance, making it easier to cope with sleepless nights, and sometimes You might even want to share why aren't you sleeping on our group, right? And that there's a chat group there available. So if folks aren't sleeping, sometimes just chatting, oh, I had an emotional breakdown, such and such and such, and I'm not feeling too good, and I just need to share this sort of stuff. And you can even leave your messages on there, voice messages, all this benefits belonging to a group. And learning and coping strategies together. Membership can often provide wonderful opportunities to learn from others who have successfully managed their sleepless and anxiety, and we can celebrate them and then lead and look their leadership and look for their advice. And that's a wonderful. It's the members can share coping strategies and relaxation techniques, as mentioned, resources, and just learning from each other and supporting each other, and they face similar challenges and can empower us all and with new tools and to manage our own symptoms. So it also provides accountability and motivation. And being part of a group and environment can provide accountability, motivation, take steps towards a better sleep, managing anxiety, and sharing your goals and programs with the group. Again, come and join Anxiety to Tranquility on Facebook. Hope to see you there. And we can all help each other and stay on the track and provide a sense of responsibility and the support and encouragement that from a group members can really motivate you to continue working towards better sleep habits and anxiety management. So this is what it's all about. The sense of belonging also provided in membership. The sense of belonging in the community, feeling connected to others who understand you, who have also struggled with the same thing, sleepless nights and anxiety. This can boost overall well-being and reduce the feeling of loneliness and isolation. The sense of belonging can contribute to improved mental health and better health. We all need to be connected. We all need this connection, my friend. So, however, when considering joining a group, look for support groups, therapy groups, online communities like mine. That specifically focus on sleep issues or anxiety. These groups are often facilitated by professionals, therapists, and anxiety coaches, totally experienced individuals who can provide guidance and structure. It's important to find the group that feels like safe and supportive for you. Okay, so I hope you all enjoy this podcast. So just one more thing. Some strategies can be learned from group membership. I can look at relaxation technique, cognitive behavioral techniques, always challenge the thoughts and of non-sleep and anxiety, those thoughts, and sleeping hygiene practices. So we can increase that and be aware. Sleep management strategies can be shared on the group, and a beautiful supportive communication skills. Like, I think I like the idea that group membership offer an opportunity to learn, like practice supportive communication skills, and we can all learn active listening, empathy to each other, non-judgmental, and effective communication techniques. These are just wonderful skills to have, and only through the dynamics of the group that we can actually have this kind of supportive environment. It's so valuable, and we're all connected. No one should be felt alone, and there's also interpersonal relationship skills available to be learned, and this is all positive impact on sleep and anxiety levels. Also, we can help with sleep care practices, how important that is and how we can keep emphasizing that, especially anxiety and sleeplessness. All right, my friends, so that's been the podcast for today, just a quick one. I'll see how it goes, and it might need to be repeated, but there's, as I mentioned, if you go into a few podcasts back, there's also another one that was on sleep sleep deprived. So Nick, it's Nick Jensen here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. Hopefully we can connect soon. By all means, I do offer one-on-one consultation, free consultation. All you have to do is reach out, find me on Facebook or send me an email there somewhere, and happy to help. So all the best, and I hope you really enjoy this podcast, and happy sleeping, everyone. Namaste, my friends.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.